This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wildfire smoke that poses a health hazard to millions is choking the West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes. The flames have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people in the state of California and the state of Oregon. Many people who still have homes are not safe in them. A half million Oregon residents are under evacuation warnings or orders to leave. With the air contamination levels at historic highs, people are stuffing towels against door jams to keep smoke out. Some even wear N95 masks in their own homes. The death toll stands at least 31 in the region, and it is expected to rise. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll there to at least 12 and the total deaths in the state's recent blazes to 22. The Butte County Sheriff's Corey Hune announced the additional deaths Saturday, but did not provide any details. He said 13 people remain unaccounted for. The fire, which roared into a place called Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco Tuesday night, destroyed the small town and other mountain communities in the shadow of a 2018 wildfire that killed 85 people. Tropical Storm Sally formed Saturday off South Florida. Amid forecast, it would reach hurricane strength early in the week before striking the northern Gulf Coast with high winds and possible life-threatening storm surge. The earliest 18th named storm in Atlantic tropical season, Sally already was better organized within hours of forming and was expected to become a hurricane by late Monday, the National Hurricane Center has said. This is VOA News.